Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, friends. It is, oh my gosh, it's already Wednesday.
Wednesday?
It's Wednesday.
Does it feel, let's be honest, everyone in the room, no line, per usual, does it feel like a Wednesday to you guys?
It kind of feels like a hump today.
Yes.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is about right.
Congratulations, everyone. We feel appropriate.
And we feel like we can keep you busy until about 12:15 today.
Well, first of all, he's not wrong. It's entertaining. We're entertainment. I think I like to think of us as informative.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Public service. Almost like,
yeah,
like the Mother Teresa of radio.
Well,
charity.
Yeah.
Kind
yeah.
of. At any rate, we will keep you busy too because we need to hear from you mm-hmm. a lot today.
Yes.
314-436-7900.
And we'll tell you why in a moment. But I mean, we always want to hear from you, but there's
yeah.
a
extra.
We'll, right.
And you're going to love it.
And at 12:15 we'll be out. Well, really 12:20 we'll be out today because of Cardinals baseball. But actually that 12 o'clock hour we're going to talk a little
Amy's going to give her baseball thoughts for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But you
and then, well, the reason I'm saying it, Cardinals
yeah.
baseball today yeah. happens at 1:15, first pitch. They will try to salvage the finale against the Blue Jays. Hasn't gone so well
no,
yet.
It hasn't. It hasn't. It's been frustrating. And Ron, you're right. Okay, I guess if you're at work right now, you might want to block out some time for us
mm-hmm.
because we need you to listen. We need you to text us and leave voicemails, but also we need you to vote for us on the STL Magazine A-List.
Oh, yeah, right.
So it's just going to be a busy day,
yeah,
a busy morning for all of us involved. If
mm-hmm.
you're listening, it's
mm-hmm.
busy for you, too.
Yeah, of course it is.
Obviously.
We're putting these people to work. It's about time they did something for us.
You can't have one-way relationships.
That's right. It can't just be all us giving to you. You have to give something
to
back
be
to us.
Reciprocity is what
That's
they call
right.
it.
STL Mag A-List. Go find
A-list.
If you find us on Twitter at ChrisAmyKMOX, the poll is pinned at the top and you can
well,
just go do it.
We haven't spread the word enough.
You owe us.
Guess what I found out last night? My mom hasn't voted for us yet.
Dude, what the
she
hell, man?
She didn't know.
You can vote every day. So that's
I know.
Look at all those days that she's gone by without voting. Have
I know.
You voted?
I've tried.
Dude, this is not difficult. Oh, my God.
You weren't supposed to. Come on, just go. Go to the top three.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
There is a bill that's been introduced to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour, and you won't believe who's behind it. Senator Josh Hawley out of the state of Missouri.
Well, President Trump says he plans to phase out FEMA after the 2025 hurricane season.
Oh, that's great.
He wants to dismantle the disaster relief agency.
So that'll be great for us when tornado season rolls back around next year. Thanks for that. As I mentioned, the Cardinals lost to the Blue Jays, and that was a tough one
that
last
tough
night
one.
As well. Not as bad as the one before, but still not great. So they will try to salvage the finale. 1:15 first pitch right here on KMOX. Before we really get the show started today, mm-hmm. which I guess we've already done, mm-hmm. I want to thank everybody at Urban League Metropolitan St. Louis. For having us out there yesterday. It was a nice day, and I think it was enlightening too.
Yeah.
And it was really good to talk to all these people who are on the ground doing their best to help out, mm-hmm. and people who were affected. We talked to Roosevelt Price yesterday, who lost his apartment that he was staying in and now has to relocate and is looking for a place to live, and how difficult that has been for him. And there are hundreds of people who are going through the exact same thing. And we also got to talk to people who were doing as much mm-hmm. as they possibly could to help people like Roosevelt.
Well, let me back up. I actually had some really great texts and calls from people yesterday who were listening to the show. And one of my family members texted me and said, you know, everybody's heard of the Urban League, right? We've all heard of it. But he goes, I didn't realize what they did.
How much they do.
How out on the ground they were. And he said specifically, he said, I didn't hear the whole show, but I heard Roosevelt. I heard Roosevelt's interview. And he said, I was just blown away by not only, you know, Roosevelt's story, the tragedy that his family's had to live through and how they're remaining hopeful through it, but just what the Urban League does and how on the ground they are and how much they're helping people with very real, very practical, very urgent needs. So anyway, that was kind of cool. And I also will say, I learned a lot about the Urban League yesterday. Just the scope of what they provide. Because yes, we're talking about tornado relief, but they also have a financial education department. We know that Heat Up St. Louis is airing that building. They have a community outreach. They have a computer lab, right? And computer skills. Very real life application of help. I loved it.
Red Cross is in the building too. Mm-hmm. So it's a huge building on mm-hmm. Kings Highway, and that is a drop-off point for supplies, and they are still taking those supplies. They have a tent set up outside where you can drive up, you can walk up if you have stuff that you want to give out, and they're taking hygiene products and non-perishable food and toiletries and cleaning products and infant products and stuff like that.
Yes, and I had said like water and Gatorade, but actually the Urban League in St. Louis said those are great, but water and non-sugar, non-caffeine drinks are really needed.
They did say that.
They did bring that
up. So Gatorade's probably not the best. I'm sure they'll take
anything. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's probably not the best thing to drop off. And the one thing that was pointed out to us, mm-hmm. which I didn't know, and when we talked to Michael about this.
Yeah.
And
President Michael McMillan.
Michael McMillan, the president. And he said, you can see in real time.
Yes.
Items being collected and then right across the street, them being taken right across the street, and then people pulling up to receive those items. Like you could see families,
really cool.
Loading up some supplies that they need. Like, I mean, you get to know that it's really going to a good place.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, it emphasizes the urgency of the need, but it also, if you are donating, it is comforting to know, and not that you don't trust people, but sometimes it feels like you drop things off and it goes into a void.
You never know where it goes.
Like, how long is it going to take for that to get to the person who needs it?
Right.
You can literally see it go from your trunk to the donation zone and then into the hands of a family in need, which is super cool.
Yeah. So I'm super impressed with everything the folks there at Urban League are doing. And we're fortunate to get to go there yesterday, and we did it to kick off 100 Acts of Kindness, which mm-hmm. we're doing in partnership with Jerry Kelly, Heating and Cooling and Electrical. And here's what we want you to do. You know, you probably heard the promo where we're talking about, hey, just do a kind act mm-hmm. for somebody, hold the door, do something nice for a neighbor, like the person who texted in and said, my neighbor, because I'm 81, I have difficulty getting around, my neighbor will bring up the garbage cans from the street back up to my house mm-hmm. because there's a steep incline. It's a simple act. It's a simple gesture. And I think we could all be a little nicer to each other probably right about now. So it's a good thing.
You can.
Well, I could for sure. But this is what you people have done to me. You've made me not nice.
Okay, this is one of the things. You just got to stop saying you people. You said it about Missourians 2 days ago.
Oh, well, they can't drive.
Well, I know, but, you know, I feel like most nice sentences don't start with you people.
Well,
Well, I got stop a lot being, of problems with you people.
Stop being that way. And I won't be this way.
Yeah.
This is your fault.
So we did bury the lead with Jerry Kelly. I'll note this. This is, I don't want to say it's a nice thing they do because it's their business, but they wear mittens. They wear mittens when they come into your house. And we were
on their shoes.
On their shoes. That's right. We were talking to the fine folks at Jerry Kelly and they brought up, I think it was a woman from Odyssey from our company said they wear mittens. And we were like confused for a second because I think electrical, of all the jobs to do with mittens, electrical seems difficult.
You would think you'd need the fine tuning, right?
You would need the fine motor skills. But no, the mittens, they put the little mittens on their shoes.
So they don't
mess up your house.
They don't want to muck up your carpet.
That's pretty nice.
And bring the poo in from the outside.
Well, Ronch.
Okay. Well, that's what that is. This that's guy. What's on the bottom of your shoes. There's poo on the bottom of your shoes. Dog poo. Depending on what bathroom you're walking into, if it's clean or not, there's probably human poo.
At any rate, they wear the mittens.
Exactly
on
right.
On their shoes.
So here's what we want you to do. If you have somebody, and this is going to happen for the rest of the year, if you just want to recognize somebody who has done a kind act that you have witnessed, maybe something for you, something for your family, or just in the community, just reach out and tell us about that person. 314-436-7900. Text in or on the Odyssey app, you can leave us a voice message and tell us about the person that you would like to acknowledge. How about that?
I think that's great. And again, you might want to cancel some meetings because we've got questions for you. We need to hear from you. We need you to vote for us on a list.
The A-list STL
Mag
A-list?
Oh, that's right.
List?
The A-list. Sorry, I thought it was a list.
There isn't a chance in hell that the meeting you have to have today or meetings are important. Nothing will be accomplished with the meetings you have today. So just set those aside. Go vote for us.
Because but we also, know, ultimately, that those meetings could have been...
emails.
That's right.
Also, here's what you can do for us. We need your participation because we're going to ask you a very important question. Apparently, a Democratic polling service.
Yeah. This is so good. This is so good.
I love this.
You guys, hold on to your hats.
A Democratic polling service was looking for non-traditional congressional candidates.
Okay.
One of them that they have considered is a former cardinal. And we will talk about that next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Chris and Amy show on 104.1 FM KMOX. We are glad you are with us today. And thank God we do not have an election anytime soon. We will next year.
Oh, I'm sorry. My acid reflux is coming back.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Well, midterms.
GERD! I think it's GERD.
You're going to be okay. You've got GERD. Our elections give me GERD. We have one coming up next year. Okay. Right? 2026.
Do we? Oh, midterms.
Midterms. Midterms, baby. I love this so much. So there is a Democratic institution, and they have conducted a poll. And what they have done is they've asked people about the congressional second congressional mm-hmm. district, which is, you know, Kirkwood and Baldwin and Wildwood. And it's kind of all over the place. So west and a little southwest of St. Louis. And what they were looking for are non-traditional congressional candidates to challenge Ann Wagner. So one of the people that they have identified is, Amy, you want to take a guess? I know you already know. Do you want to pretend like you don't know?
Okay. I'm going to pretend like I don't know. A non-traditional candidate mm-hmm. to challenge Ann Wagner. So it would have to be someone local.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're on to something. You're close. You're close. I know it's
Al
in your...
Al Watkins.
It is not Al Watkins.
Okay.
So Public Policy Polling yep. is the name of the organization. And they have just thrown out there. They were looking, like I said, for non-traditional candidates. Adam Wainwright.
Oh, yeah.
Adam Wainwright.
Wait, but he's in the middle of his country music career.
He is in the middle. But you could still, I guess, run for Congress in the middle of your country music career. Maybe you would put that on hold for a minute.
He could have rallies / concerts.
So here's what they asked. They asked a series of questions about a number of candidates. Bob Clark, yep. You know Bob Clark. He was one of the potential candidates. So here's what they said. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of Adam Wainwright? That's one of the questions. Mm-hmm. Then they also asked, if the candidates for Congress next time were Republican Ann Wagner and Democrat Adam Wainwright, who would you vote for?
That question.
Right?
I love that question. So, again, pretty Republican district, Ann Wagner, that like Baldwin area, West County area. So it would pit in one corner, Republican and incumbent Ann Wagner versus Adam Wainwright.
Adam Wainwright.
Representing the Democrats.
As a Democrat. Now, they also include, one of their questions is, and it reads as follows. Adam Wainwright is a baseball legend, yep. two-time World Series champion, and 200-game winner who spent his entire career playing for the Cardinals. He is also an accomplished musician and, most importantly, a husband and father of five. Inspired by his faith and commitment to the community, Adam uses his influence to raise money for children and families in need in St. Louis and around the world. Do you find this uh-huh. a very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not a convincing reason to vote for Adam Wainwright?
Okay. Those are all laudable qualities. Doesn't mean you'll be a great politician. So just from a
right.
from a reasonable standpoint, just from looking at his qualifications, no, it doesn't specifically qualify him for office, although being someone of character is important. Quick note. Important to mention that Adam Wainwright has not specified which party he affiliates with
mm-hmm.
or if he's affiliated with one at all. He did say, I'd be honored to be considered for either party. So this was just purely a hypothetical.
That's him telling the Post-Dispatch.
Yes, he was yep. not approached by a Democratic Party. He doesn't affiliate with either party or hasn't said it. Just as a clarification in case people are wondering.
Yeah, and so I don't have the results of that polling. That's not out there anyway, but I'm really curious to know what it says.
So Ann Wagner, and as you mentioned, the second congressional district, she has been there since 2013. Oh my gosh, the Cardinals have not won a World Series since she got elected.
they even lost one.
I my
they
gosh.
Lost one.
I never put that together.
Oh my God.
Oh, and now Wainwright, to exact his revenge, tries to primary, well, not primary, or run against her if he were the Democrat. So Wagner has been in that position since 2013. She was reelected in 2024 with 54.5% of vote. No other candidate received more than 43% of the vote. Of course, this was a Donnybrook alum and Riverfront Times alum. He, Ray Hartman, ran against Ann Wagner in the last election, obviously did not win. But, you know, she's got a pretty good hold on that second congressional district. But perhaps if Wainwright led with Ann Wagner won in 2013, the Cardinals haven't won since.
I think that would be a brilliant campaign.
That's what I would lead
brilliant
with.
Brilliant campaign. Ann Wagner is the World Series mush. That's what she is. Because she is, ever since she's been in office, Cardinals can't win the whole thing.
And then his tagline could be, you know, since he's saying that's why the Cardinals haven't won the World Series, his tagline could be, I'm getting into politics because I'm sticking to sports.
That's not bad. So he did tell the Post-Dispatch that, quote, time for me, if ever, is not right now. But what's interesting about it is he didn't say no. He didn't say no. In fact, he said one day maybe. I'm ready to have somebody run that I can believe in and trust to do the right thing, but the time for me, if ever, is not right now. But he is honored to be considered for either party. Now, that would be an interesting thing, too. Would he run as an independent? Would Adam Wainwright run as an independent so as to not upset anybody in particular in St. Louis?
It's not
a bad idea. Alienate Republicans or alienate Democrats and just run on name alone? I think that would be really interesting.
It's not a bad idea. And there are a lot of interesting elements with when you look at an Ann Wagner, Adam Wainwright race and who, you know, like you said, if Adam Wainwright ran as an independent, what do you think his political beliefs are? And what about in that second congressional district? Would that be a pretty competitive race? It could be. I don't know. I want to hear from the people.
And listen, it is not unusual for an athlete to run for Congress or Senate and win. You know, it's happened. We were just talking about Frank White. He's not in Congress, mm-hmm. but he is an elected public official in Kansas City. Jesse Ventura. We have coaches. Tommy Tuberville, who is he's interesting.
He's at Tuberville.
But he's a senator.
Well.
So it is possible.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, not really an athlete, but kind of. You know,
Ronald Reagan, actor, became a governor.
Actor?
Who's a president in 1985? Ronald Reagan.
The actor?
Yeah, became governor and then became president. Aww. So it is possible
those
for those sorts of professions to make it to Congress, Senate, or the presidency.
I think this is fascinating.
I love it.
314-436-7900. Are we putting this up on our Twitter on Chris Amy? KMOX?
Yeah.
At Chris Amy KMOX.
Would you vote for Adam Wainwright as a Democrat against Ann Wagner?
Are we just clarifying? This is not like for president. This is for her seat.
Yeah.
The second congressional district.
Yeah, Missouri number two. I love the idea.
Adam Wainwright, number two in our districts, number one in our hearts. I mean, I think there's so much material here.
What if... Now, here's another hypothetical.
Okay.
What if it was Adam Wainwright versus Yadier Molina? What if they both ran
Don't
for Congress?
Break my heart.
Uh-huh. What if they ran against each other? And would the political party matter? Would it matter which party they affiliated themselves with?
These are two great questions, and we can't skip over. Should we see if Wainwright can beat Adam Wagner first, and then... If he does, then we pin him against Yachty.
Okay, let's do that. Let's see if we'll have the poll up for what, like an hour?
What if Ann Wagner wins and she has to go up against Yachty?
Okay, so fine. Here's what we're going to ask the question first. Adam Wainwright against Ann Wagner.
For district number two.
Now, Wainwright runs as a Democrat. This is district two. So I mentioned like Baldwin, Chesterfield.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kirkwood. I think Afton is part of it too.
Yeah.
congressional too.
So yeah, you've got your choice. It'll be up on our Twitter account at Chris Amy KMOX.
So good.
Would you vote for Adam Wainwright, the Democrat, over Ann Wagner, the Republican?
Wow.
I love this question.
This is the most exciting thing we've ever done.
He's not going to do it anytime soon,
and
he says.
He's not affiliated with a party. So
right.
Just to be clear, this is a pure hypothetical based on the poll that was in Derek Gould's story.
And then once this is over, once we discover, once we have a winner, then we'll put Adam Wainwright against Yachty.
Or Ann.
Or Owen. Well, yeah, we'll figure that part out.
One of the two. Yeah.
That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. So there were a number of CDC vaccine advisory board firings that have happened recently. And there are some questions about public health now as we move forward. Dr. Tina Tan is a professor of pediatrics at Northwestern University. We are going to talk to Dr. Tan when we come back about this and what you need to know next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Chris Ranji, Amy Marks Kors with you. Well, what will be the impact of the firings of the CDC Vaccine Advisory Board? How does that affect future vaccines or current vaccines? To kind of give us some insight into what this means for you and me is Dr. Tina Tan, professor of pediatrics at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine. She's also the president of the Infectious Diseases Society of America. Dr. Tan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
So, a bit of a shocking headline that the Director of Health and Human Services, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., has fired all 17 members of a committee that advises the federal government on vaccine safety. Now, he is going to replace them with new members, but before we get into that part, maybe you could let us know exactly what does this committee do?
So the ACIP, or the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, is a committee of highly vetted scientific experts who basically evaluate all the scientific data on the vaccines that are being used, and they come up with the best recommendation for the use of these vaccines in persons of all ages. So basically, this committee, you know, makes these very thought about recommendations that will protect the health of all Americans.
So the recommendations that they do, those are based on the research, the studies, and the safety findings of other independent organizations when you're looking at these vaccines?
So it's based upon the clinical trial information that was done in order to get these vaccines licensed, and then it's looking at other research, looking at the safety and immunogenicity of these vaccines. So there is a lot of scientific evaluation that gets reviewed before this committee comes out with the recommendations, so that the vaccines that we use today are extremely safe and effective.
So with the gutting of the of this particular committee, with that being done, how much more difficult is the job of properly and thoroughly vetting vaccines for the general public?
It's going to be incredibly difficult, because right now ACIP has 17 members that have been highly vetted and are experts in their fields. And you know, if you're basically dismissing all these individuals and just putting people on the committee that don't have that type of expertise, it's going to make it much more difficult for practitioners and for the general public to really have adequate information to decide if they're going to use the vaccines.
I'm, you know, relatively new to learning about these types of committees. And I was wondering what the usual turnover rate is for a sitting committee member. I know that these 17 members were all appointed by Biden. 13 of them took their seats in 2024. So I guess you could say in some ways relatively new to the committee. Are those committees generally changed out with different administrations?
Not usually. And basically this was done under the Biden administration. But I think the thing to remember is that the members of these committees, it's a four-year term, are very highly vetted and evaluated as experts before they get placed on the committee. And so, no, there usually is not that kind of like, let's just, you know, dismiss all these individuals mm-hmm. when there's a new administration that comes in.
So what are the concerns now that the medical community, I mean, you work with a hospital. What are the concerns that people have, doctors who do this every single day, that the job becomes more challenging for them? In what ways does it become more challenging? What are they concerned about?
So basically, they are concerned that the recommendations that come out of this reappointed committee, they're not sure, you know, how valid they're going to be. And one thing that we know is that most of the major insurers look at these types of recommendations to determine whether or not they will cover a vaccine. So if this new committee comes in and basically says, well, you know, this vaccine is not needed in this group of individuals, very much like what came out with the COVID-19 vaccine recommendations. The major fear that practitioners have is that insurers are not going to cover the vaccination. And the problem is that this is significantly decreasing access to vaccinations to protect their patients against these severe vaccine-preventable diseases.
So what sorts of diseases should we be most concerned about here then, whether it's one making a resurgence or one that we're already worried about that is now going to become more challenging to fight?
It is all of the vaccine-preventable diseases.
Oh, that's good.
Vaccines are one of the greatest public health tools that we have to prevent the spread and transmission of these diseases. And when our vaccination rates are high enough, we basically see that we don't have outbreaks of these diseases. But with the decline in vaccination rates, as we saw with measles, there have been a number of outbreaks that have occurred. And this past influenza season was one of the most severe influenza seasons in the last decade, primarily because there were a large number of individuals that did not get vaccinated.
Dr. Tan, when it comes to this 17-person advisory board, what kind of consensus does there need to be for, say, a recommendation to move forward? Does it need to be a simple majority? Does it need to be ubiquitous?
It needs to be, the consensus is made after there has been significant discussion about, you know, the information that was presented, the scientific validity, and, you know, the groups of individuals that are going to receive the vaccine. But it really is not just a simple majority. It mm-hmm. really is a lot of discussion that goes into this before the decision is made to recommend this vaccine for a certain age group.
But the committee itself will either send a unanimous yes or no, or can they send a, well, here are the pros and here are our the cons, here are our concerns?
No, they basically make the recommendations, okay, without that kind of like, these, you know, mm-hmm, so many people here said no, this many people said yes. It really is going to be a recommendation that is for the use of the vaccine.
So we just saw a number of measles cases within the last several months, and it became a story. It happened in Texas, and this was a disease that we were kind of largely done with, I think, here in the United Correct. States, and it has made its way back. How concerned should we be that stuff like that is going to continue to happen with, you know, the people who are in charge right now and all the vaccine doubt they've created?
We need to be very concerned about this because these infectious diseases are present in other parts of the world. And in the U.S., we really have been very fortunate in that our population has access to preventative vaccines that can prevent individuals from contracting these infections. However, as our vaccination rates decline and people are unvaccinated, they can go travel abroad, get the disease, and bring it back to the U.S.
So as we say goodbye here, Dr. Tan, what would you recommend to people who want to keep themselves safe, but they can't guarantee that the people next to them or their neighbors or family, friends or whatever are doing the same for themselves? And maybe they are higher risk, or even if they're not, what would you suggest to them?
I would definitely suggest to everyone that you need to keep you and your family up to date on their vaccinations, because the vaccines are the best and only tool that can prevent an individual from contracting and spreading a disease. So you need to basically protect yourself and your family, and you really need to encourage your colleagues or friends that are not vaccinated to speak to their primary care provider about the importance of vaccination.
Dr. Tina Tan, professor of pediatrics at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine and president of the Infectious Diseases Society of America. We appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us today.
No, thank you.
That is Dr. Tan with us. Amy Marks-Kors is here. I'm Chris Ranji. We appreciate you listening to the show today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Lunch.
Yes.
I don't know what it is about Hollywood celebrities starting their own direct-to-consumer phone companies. But you know how Ryan Reynolds
made like a billion dollars off of Mint Mobile.
He purchased a 25% stake in Mint Mobile in 2019, cleared more than $330 million from its $1.3 billion sale to T-Mobile 4 years later. Well, you know the Smartless podcast with Will
Jason
Arnett,
Jason Bateman and
Sean Hayes.
From Illinois State University.
They launched Smartless Mobile, a direct-to-consumer phone company targeting customers who overpay for data on their current wireless plans and who also love buying things from celebrities. There must be a ton of money in it, because why are these Hollywood celebrities are doing one thing right now? They're making tequilas, and they're buying.
Clooney is.
And The Rock.
He is?
Yes, he's got one. And then who's Cabo Wabo?
Wasn't that David Lee Roth or
Sammy
something?
Sammy Hagar.
Yeah. Like, they're all making, and then John Jay has a tequila.
Oh, well, yeah, a lot of athletes are starting to do that.
So celebrities have tequila brands and now direct-to-consumer phone companies. Maybe we should do that. The Chris and Amy, we need our own direct-to-consumer phone company.
Well, we don't have the capital for that.
Well,
we don't have the tech. We don't have the people to do it. We don't have any technical people.
Well, maybe
we have no support whatsoever.
Well,
to build a phone company, Amy.
Well, we have a
Who's going to negotiate the use of the towers?
We have a meeting with Steve today. Let's ask him.
He doesn't know anything about this.
Hey, quick note here on tequilas. So my favorite is Casamigos, which is George Clooney's. Do you know who he does it with? You know who his co-founder is?
I do, but I've forgotten.
Randy Gerber, a.k.a. Cindy Crawford's husband.
I don't even know who. I don't know what he does, though. Randy Gerber. Does he do anything?
I don't know.
Except be Cindy Crawford's husband?
Well, he has the tequila company. He's an American businessman.
Oh. Amy.
But I was going to see if he was like Gerber Baby Foods, but he's not.
I know that you love hockey. Did you see this story about a piece of wood that had been left in a family's attic for years in an umbrella stand?
Okay.
Maybe it wasn't in the attic. It was in an umbrella stand.
Yeah.
It was this stick that had been given. It was in one family member's house and was handed down to somebody else. It's this curved stick.
Okay.
Just looks like a stick, you know?
Yeah.
And they put it in the umbrella stand. Well, it turns out that it is one of the earliest hockey sticks that was ever made. And it was discovered back in 2020 that it was what they call a Rutherford stick. So they believe the stick had been fashioned in the 1850s by Alexander Rutherford out of a piece of rock elm from his farm.
Wow.
So, and actually, I'm wrong here. This is the earlier version of this stick. This sold for $2.2 million in 2006. Well, the second version of it is now called the Morse stick. It's this curved piece of wood.
Uh-huh.
They believe it will go in auction for $3.5 million.
What?
Because it is one of the earliest hockey sticks ever made.
Now, when do they think the Morse one was crafted? Does it say?
They believe this one was made in the late 1875. So late 1870s.
So
somewhere in that range.
Somewhere up in Canada.
Yep.
They're like, hey, boys. The Civil War ended down there in the States. Let's play some hockey.
So the couple took this stick to the International Hockey Hall of Fame and said, hey, do you think this is anything? And after the International Hockey Hall of Fame examined it, they said, yeah, I've measured, traced, and photographed this on two occasions. I find it to be a unique and most interesting artifact that fills the void in the 19th century hockey history between shinny, ice polo, and ice hockey.
Incredible.
So $3.5 million they believe this thing will sell for.
Find something like that.
Look at it. It doesn't look like a hockey stick. It looks like the handle of an umbrella, but a little wider.
Yeah.
That's what
it looks
like.
It's not very attractive. Hey, I just want to say this real quick as we go to break because I think it's important. A giant wheel of Parmigiano Reggiano was finally opened after maturing for 27 years. It is breaking the record for the world's oldest Parmesan cheese. That's ready to eat.
How much did that go for? I bet it was thousands.
Well, I bet they're... Well, the Parmesan cheese is estimated to be worth more than 20,000 euros.
Oh, that's probably a lot, isn't it?
They opened it after 27 years, and they said the aroma and taste were out of this world.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.